Boys on WHND Honey Radio. Good morning. This is The Wireless Act, and I'm Richard D. More commonly known to thousands of Detroit radio fans as, oh, no, not him again.
How serious?
Well, thank you very much. One of the biggest answering machine lies of 1994. Your call is very important to me. Oh, yeah? As I was just telling Pest Keith Allen, there is a story that Jay and the Americans need to tell right now here on WHND Honey Radio and the Wireless Act. In a little... I mentioned at the top of the show that one of the biggest answering machine lies of 1994 is your call is very important to me. Now, you have to understand that the person who recorded that, in all probability, is trying to screen the calls and accept only those he really wants. Okay? Keep that in mind, then, as you hear this.
Hi, this is John. Thank you for the call. It's very important to me, so if you could please leave your name as well as the telephone number that I can reach you at after the tone, I'll get back with you as soon as possible. Tone is coming up next. Thanks very much. Have yourself a good day.
I would like to point out that is not the answering machine in somebody's bathroom. That is John Ray's answering machine right there.
WHND, the Richard D. Wireless Act.
WHND, Honey Radio, where the 50s and 60s come alive. Six at WHND. Richard D. here making a mess on the radio.
Switch to MCARE.
And look for MCARE Plus, our new PPO coming in January.
Detroit area weather for Woodhaven, Monroe, and Lake Orion. Partly sunny today with a high of 55. Partly cloudy tonight, low 30. And mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 53. So a little bit on the cool side, but number of rays. Right now at WHND Honey Radio, 45 degrees.
WHND, oldies now.
Oh, now, baby, please.
Don't you come back. What? Honey Radio, WHND. 50s and 60s rock and roll.
Summer in the City, Love and Spoonful on WHND Honey Radio. According to the Tricky Dicky Diary, it was fall in the city, 1985. This day that I called in to say I'd be 17 minutes late for work. That's how many minutes I had left on my parking meter, and I was determined to get my money's worth.
Why, what?
Earn free Sunoco gasoline with the Sunoco MasterCard. To apply, call 1-800-4-SUNOCO. Limitations apply. See Sunoco service stations for details. Gasoline purchased in New Jersey earns rebate credit for gasoline purchases outside New Jersey. The Sunoco MasterCard credit card is issued by Bank of America N.A.
Okay, now take a breath. Find unique gifts and decorations at the Art Center's Holiday Fair, November 15th through November through December 23rd in downtown Mount Clemens. For more info, call 810-469-8666. That's community info from Honey Radio, WHND. And now we pick up on a serious pants fire. And a pack of lies, honey. WHND with the castaways. As one of my final gestures here at WHND, I decided to get Lulu a monocle for her mind's eye. They're looking good this morning, don't you think so, Lulu?
Right on, Richard D.
All right. The disc jerky who is deep into himself, Fred Boogie Bryan, will take to the air this afternoon beginning at 1 o'clock and will be on the air until 5. Boogie is a little bit like the absent-minded professor, and his sense of direction is lacking. I may have mentioned that whenever Boogie has to use the men's room during his show, he leaves a trail of breadcrumbs leading back into the studio.
In 1965, completely casual.
9 area locations, including Fairlane Town Center, Lakeside, and Tel 12 Mall.
The person who prognosticates the weather has given me a rather nice picture to describe to you. Partly sunny today with a high of 55, partly cloudy tonight, low 30, and mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 53. Right now, 45 at All Oldies Honey Radio.
All Oldies Honey Radio.
What a saxophone. Eat your heart out, Bill Clinton. Now, Roger Clinton, there is the musician. All Oldies WHND Honey Radio, wireless act with the association. Record of 1965 on the Richard D. program from WHND Honey Radio, The Stones, I Can't Get No Satisfaction, 10 minutes after 10 o'clock. I was just thinking about the guy who's going to be doing the 1 to 5 shift tomorrow afternoon, Keith Allen. What good is he? I mean, Michelle Engler, at her age, had triplets, and Keith Allen, who claims to be a trumpet player, can't even play triplets. Oh, boy. One more thing, the firearm deer hunting season begins today, the firearms deer hunting season. Meanwhile, the two-legged deer hunting season continues for Honey Radio's Keith Allen. Maybe he's listening on his way home, I think. Keith, maybe if you tried a firearm. This hour, I'm going to be handing out the Tricky Dicky Bad Taste Commercial Award. If you're like me and enjoy bad taste occasionally, be sure to be listening. WHND, Jan and Dean with Drag City. And now the Jenny the Carjacker song. Jenny, take a ride. Fortunately for all of humanity, Jenny only carjacks rides for her Hot Wheels collection. And now, here's Mitch. I am sure you've heard it said, Richard D. is the generic jock, and I am also the national spokesperson for generic brand products. This portion of the Richard D. Show is being brought to you by generic brand toothpaste. The toothpaste that is guaranteed to make your teeth cleaner, whiter, and brighter. If you try a tube of generic brand toothpaste and your teeth aren't cleaner, whiter, and brighter, simply send them to Generic Brand Toothpaste, Inc., and we'll send you a full refund.
Buy a single.
Hey, listen, I've got a Richard Decent forecast for you. Partly sunny today with a high of 55. Partly cloudy tonight, low 30, mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 53. So cool, but at least there will be some sunshine. Right now at All Oldies WHND Honey Radio, 46 degrees.
WHND.
Oh, baby rock. Danny and the Juniors on WHND Honey Radio. Okay, if you can't afford to put more memory in your computer, I understand that. But we can all afford to put more RAM in our Ram-a-lama-ding-dong.
Ram-a-lama-lama-lama-ding-dong.
All Oldies, WHND fun.
He shot Liberty Valance. He was the
bravest of them all.
Honey Radio WHND, 560 AM.
Four Seasons, of course, on WHND Honey Radio. The Tricky Dicky off-the-wall record, actually a pair of records coming up in just a few minutes, in conjunction with the birthday of the individual involved, which is today. She is 62. Join Boogie Bryan as he broadcasts live from AJ's Eatery in the magnificent community of Plymouth, Michigan, tomorrow, 5 to 9 p.m. After the broadcast, Boogie will be autographing his best-selling free pamphlet, How to Grow Lovely, Thriving Knuckle Hair.
Hi, Larry
Colorado.
Okay, thank you much. The award to which I referred just moments ago is coming up in a second here on the Richard D. Wireless Act. But first, want something free this holiday season? Phone the American Diabetes Association, Michigan affiliate, for delicious holiday recipes, all low in sugar, free for the asking. Just phone 1-800-525-9292. Okay, this is not going to be a big ceremonious thing, but I would like to, at this time, issue the Tricky Dicky Bad Taste Commercial Award for the following commercial. Now, you have to listen very, very carefully to suck in all of its bad taste. Are you ready?
Whoopee.
Okay, here we go.
Ralph, blow lunch. Barf, toss your cookies. Hurl, technicolor yawn. Heave, blow chunks. Upchuck, pray to the porcelain god.
Whatever you call it, there's nothing pleasant about it. That's why there's Emitrol. Emitrol relieves nausea due to flu and upset stomach. So the next time someone you care about is feeling like they're about to
spew,
try Emitrol and get relief fast. Use only as directed.
Can you believe that? Somebody remarked earlier, it sounds like a Monty Python commercial for Emitrol. Okay. Let's continue moving on here with a Richard D. Wireless Act. Straight ahead, after a couple of tunes, the off-the-wall pair of platters, or twin spin. And then later in the hour, toward the end of it, the off-the-wall trivia question, which is going to net someone a $10 gift certificate. Two musical memories in Flint. Here's Del Shannon. Honey Radio, WHND, with Jerry and the Pacemakers. Jerry and the Pacemakers on WHND Honey Radio. I broadcast, of course, from the basement studios here at world headquarters of Honey Radio. Over to my right is a wall on the wall of Peg. On the Peg records, when I take one of the records, or in this case two of the records, off the Peg, plop them down on my high-performance turntables and play them on the air, they become Tricky Dicky off-the-wall records. The gal whose birthday I alluded to earlier is Pat Clark. She is 62. She was the secret love of my 60s life. So secret, even she didn't know about our relationship. I always liked her music because it bridged the gap between pop and rock. And I'm going to play a couple of her songs now that are rarely heard, but they're both very good. The first one from 1965, the second from 1968. You'd better go home, you'd better come home, and don't give up. Pet Clark! Today, unbelievable. Have you ever noticed how everybody else keeps getting old and you stay the same? Yeah, me too. Anyway, Pet Clark is 62 today. I always like this song, too. I'm just going to play the beginning of it. A sign of the times.
It's a sign of the times.
That'll do it. Pet Clark. She wasn't and isn't, as far as I know, sleazy. But she does remind me, her style reminds me a lot of that of Madonna. Pet Clark. The Richard E. Show on Honey Radio. The off-the-wall trivia question coming right up.
Why what?
Grand opening of the newest Meijer store on Utica Road at 15 Mile in Fraser. Going on now.
A Richard, decent weather forecast. Partly sunny today with a high of 55. Partly cloudy tonight, low 30. And mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 53. Cool, but sunny. Right now at WHND Honey Radio, 47 degrees.
WHND.
Now the tricky-dicky off-the-wall trivia question, which will be good for a six-pack of oldies from Musical Memories in Flint. We'll send you a certificate. You take it up there, look over their vast selection of oldies, the largest in the state of Michigan, and then select six of them that you would like. You'll walk out of there with six free ones. This was a very distinctive lyric from a hit record from 1964. And the reason I've chosen 1964 is that that is the focus here for the countdown today. This was a very distinctive lyric from a hit record from 1964. But I can't back down now because I've pushed the other guys too far. What song is that lyric from? But I can't back down now because I've pushed the other guys too far. 298-6300 is my number. Put a 313 in front of it, if you please. 298-6300.
In Detroit, it's Honey Radio. Detroit's leader of the past.
Well, a few of you wrestled for a time with the off-the-wall trivia question. Only one person came up with a correct answer before I stopped taking calls. And I'll let you know who he is. And, of course, he will pass along the answer in just a few minutes right here on the Richard E. Show from Honey Radio. Very well. Let us now review off-the-wall trivia. This was a very distinctive lyric from a hit record from 1964, the year of today's countdown. But I can't back down now because I've pushed the other guys too far. What song? Off-the-wall trivia.
You got a winner yet?
No.
Yeah, it's Don't Worry, Baby.
That's right.
Right.
Absolutely. And who is calling?
Ken Crawford.
Ken Crawford is from Flint, Michigan. Ken, I hereby, Richard, declare you the winner. The biggest two-sided hit of 1964 was by the Beach Boys. The record went to number one, and it featured a rocker on one side and a ballad on the other. The rock side was I Get Around, which featured Mike Love's usual nasal but appealing lead vocal. The ballad on the flip side was like most Beach Boy ballads. Mike Love handed the lead vocal chores over to Brian Wilson, whose natural singing voice was a tenor so high it was almost like a falsetto. Don't Worry, Baby was the B-side, of course. And it had in it that lyric I mentioned about a guy who's worried that he'll lose an upcoming drag race. His girlfriend comforts him by saying, "Don't worry, baby." And it all happened right here on
the Richard D. Wireless Act.
Your neck. May have to get it resized, you know. I doubt if it'll fit. All oldies, Honey Radio, WHND, Richard D. Wireless Act, on the air in your hair. '50s and '60s rock and roll right here on WHND Honey Radio with, in that case, Jay and the Americans. Poor Richard D's almanac in about 10 or maybe 15 minutes from right now. I am Richard D, the silly disc jockey from Savage, Minnesota. I remember one time my cousin Norman said, Norman and I went to the big city for a cocktail party. Norman was so dumb, he kept sticking his fingers in the cheese dip. I said, that's what the crackers are for, Norman. So he began sticking his fingers in the crackers, you know?
It's 777-2000.
Great forecast, partly sunny today with a high of 55. Partly cloudy skies tonight, low 30. And tomorrow's going to be great. Partly sunny, a little cool though, high 53. Currently 47 degrees at All Oldies WHND.
Honey Radio WHND.
All Oldies WHND, Honey Radio. This is Connie Stevens. All right, guys and gals, it's your 60s rock jock here at WHND, Honey Radio. Richard Tricky Dickey D, and we're going to look at poor Richard D's almanac in a couple here. Well, thank you very large. You could be Mrs. Detroit International representing Detroit at the 1995 Mrs. Michigan International Pageant. Married women 24 to 55 who have been married at least 2 years are eligible to compete. Partial proceeds from this year's pageant will benefit Michigan Special Olympics. For more information, call this number, 810-682-7616. And that is community information from good old Honey Radio, otherwise known as... Allow me now to look at poor Richard D's almanac in your behalf. Judge Joseph Wapner is 74 today from the People's Court, you know. Anybody remember the movie Rain Man? In it, the autistic Raymond, portrayed by Dustin, referred to Judge Wapner throughout the movie. He watched him on TV daily. Judge Wapner, 74 today. Actor Edward Asner is 65. He won many Emmy Awards while on the Mary Tyler Moore Show from 70 to 77. He also won 3 Emmys for the Lou Grant Show. Pet Clark, 62, as I mentioned. Singer C.W. McCowell is 65 today. He was born in Audubon, Iowa. William Fries. This guy had never written a song until 1974 when he wrote Old Home, Fill Her Up, Keep On, Truckin' Cafe. His biggest hit was Convoy in 1976. Fries was an ad man who created the character C.W. McCall for a bread company. Singer Little Willie John, born this day in 1937. His biggest hit, Sleep, in 1960. Died in 68 while in Washington State Prison serving time for manslaughter. Singer Clyde McFadder, born this day, 1931. Lead singer of the Dominoes from 1950 to 53 and the Drifters from 53 to 54. Went solo after that. His biggest solo hit was A Lover's Question in 59. In 1492, on November 15th, Christopher Columbus, on his first trip to the New World, wrote in his journal that Indians were drying and smoking a native plant. This is believed to be the first reference to tobacco. 1956, Elvis Presley appeared in the movies for the first time in a premiere of Love Me Tender. This day, 1964, Kansas City quarterback Len Dawson was having what some might call a bad day. He fumbled 7 times in a game against San Diego. 1992, race driver Richard Petty drove the final race of his 35-year career in the Hooters 500 at the Atlanta Motor Speedway. After a fiery crash put him out of contention, he commented, "I guess you're supposed to go out in a blaze of glory, but I didn't mean to do it in this way." Richard Petty. Montavani's birth anniversary today. He was born in 1905. He became the king of easy listening with his melodic strings and lyrical melodies. His music was so restful, he was known as the Vivaldi of Valium. Holidays are pickle days. To promote the great contribution of pickles to holiday entertaining and our very way of life, holidays are pickle days today. I believe it was Patrick Henry who said, "Give me a pickle or give me death." It was either Patrick Henry or Mrs. Engler 2 months ago who wanted one at midnight as an appetizer for a half gallon of ice cream. Today is American Enterprise Day as well, to celebrate the achievements of America's free market economy and the opportunities it gives us to take a simple idea and turn it into a thriving business. Like my cousin Paul, who was the greatest venture capitalist of them all. He was always trying something new. He opened a big and tall men's shop in Tokyo and a Mexican restaurant in Harlem called Nacho Mama. It's 11:45 at WHND Honey Radio. Let's get it going here once again. The Richard D. Wireless Act with oldies and specifically the Shirelles. Will you still love me tomorrow? Will you? WHND Honey, let's get Beach Boy again. Sloop John B. Time now for a
flashback.
Exactly. Right here on
WHND.
Lunch is coming up in about 7 minutes when the ubiquitous kid comes out and says, it's brown bag time, and you have lunch with Richard D. I brown bag it every day, you know. But for the last 3 or 4 years, my brown bags have been more interesting. I guess the turning point was when my wife, Oldilocks, bought that cookbook on packing lunches called How to Make It in a Sack.
Slot machine. 2 days in advance of pickup date.
I'm going to have a real turkey of a Thanksgiving. Have to go up and spend it with my mother-in-law, Hurricane Hazel, in lovely Midland, Michigan. Partly sunny today with a high of 55. This is a great forecast. Partly cloudy tonight, low 30. Mostly sunny tomorrow. Little cool, high 53. Right now at all oldies WHND, 47 WHND degrees. Beep, beep, beep. Here on WHND Honey Radio, the top 12 at 12 is one 1965 hit away. And this is it, Jewel Akins, The Birds and the Bees from Honey Radio, WHND.
50s and 60s, come alive.
Well, here it is, time for the sack opening ceremony once again. Ubiquitous child.
Okay, kids, it's brown bag time.
I love that contribution by her. Thank you. Happy lunch, Bunch. It's a minute after 12 o'clock. And I am all ready to take you back to this day in 1964, compliments of WXYZ, whose chart I am going to be using. The WXYZ Detroit Sound Survey. From it, here is number 12, Sandy Shaw. There's always something there to remind me. Number 12 in the Motortown this day in 1964, featuring Sandy Shaw. There's always something there to remind me. It's 12:04. Almost 12:05. What is a Pete Flanders? Listen, and I will try to define Pete Flanders. Pete Flanders is a man who used to be a disc jockey, and I think he was at one time in radio management. And he saw the need for a record store that specialized in vinyl. Old records on vinyl. He noticed that nobody else was really doing that. And so he opened up Musical Memories, which is located at 425 and a half South Dort Highway in Flint, Michigan. And since that time, the word has gotten out about Musical Memories, and people come there from all over the state of Michigan, even Ohio. So if that's what you're after, oldies on vinyl, that's the place you need to go. Or at the very least, give them a call at 1-800-619-7702. Musical Memories in Flint.
The top 12 at 12, all oldies, honey, radio.
The top 12 today is based on the WXYZ Detroit Sound Survey.
Let's make it
12-7-0. Scooby-dooby-doo, and from this day in 1964, here's the Beach Boys. What a refreshing sound the Beach Boys offered back in the early to mid-60s. From this day in 1964, the Beach Boys dance, 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 according to WXYZ, number 11 in the Motor City. It's 12:08.
If you're available at Firestone Tire and Service Centers, participating affiliated dealers, Bell Tires, American Car Care Centers, and Flint's Expert Tire.
If you're not using them, what's stopping you? That was a good line. I get your attention. 12:11 at WHND Honey Radio. We are immersed in November 15th, 1964, here on Richard D's Top 12 at 12. Continuing now
number
with
number 10,
Little Anthony, Going Out of My Head. November 15th, 1964, it's Sunday and on television tonight. You like westerns, huh? Okay, try this one. This too is on. 1964 was the beginning of the go-go era. Go-go girls on raised platforms in discos set the dance pace to the Froog, Swim, Watusi, Dog, Children, and Monkey. A San Francisco bar introduces topless go-go girls on June 19th. On September 3rd, they go bottomless.
Go-go Richard Deep. Go-go Richard Deep. H&D. Go, go!
And right here in the Motor City on WXYZ, the following
number
was...
Number 9!
The Everly Brothers. I like this song. You don't hear it often. Gone, gone, gone. WHND, Honey Radio, the top 12 at 12. The Everly Brothers, Gone, 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 number 9. Short records like that give me the opportunity to throw in a periodic top 12 at 12
extra,
like this one. This was number 32 on the Wixie chart. Next up on the top 12 at 12 from WHND in the number 8 position, Mr. Lonely Bobby Vinton. And when I mentioned that name, I got a CD here at the station about 2 weeks ago, I guess. I don't recall what the name of the CD is. I have it at home. I haven't listened to it yet. But it did pique my curiosity because there are two names on the front of the CD. That of Bobby Vinton, of course, and that of Glenn Miller. Now, it's possible that this particular CD features Bobby Vinton backed by a new configuration of the Glenn Miller Orchestra. I don't know, but I'm really curious. I've got to listen to it. Maybe I'll get around to it this weekend. Here is Bobby Vinton from 1964 in the number 8 position with Mr. Lonely. Number 8 in Detroit, this day in 1964, Bobby Vinton, Mr. Lonely. At Food Fair, pot roast, 49 a pound. Diamond walnuts, 1 pound bag for 49 cents. Maxwell House coffee, 2 pound can for $1.49. Philadelphia cream cheese, 1 pound, 19 cents. Who said it that way? Philadelphia cream cheese for 19 cents. Think about it. Pork loin roast, 28 cents a pound. And Reynolds aluminum foil, 25-foot roll for 49 cents. Back in a minute.
On Utica Road at 15 Mile in Fraser. Going on now.
Tom Steinhauer of South Lyon remembers who said Philadelphia. Who said it? Who was on the air in the 50s and 60s here in the Motor City who pronounced Philadelphia in that manner? Philadelphia. Give up, don't you? Okay, Van Patrick. Remember him? Sports guy? Part owner of Keener, too, I think. Next up,
number 7.
W-A-N.